1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A FedEx plane crash landed at Chattanooga's airport. Three people were on board. Officials say all were accounted for. Billionaire dreaming.
I want to be the next billionaire. Yes, I do.
But not this time. No one matched all the numbers for the massive $1.2 billion jackpot. That means Saturday's drawing is now $1.4 billion. Seven tickets did match all five numbers, but not the Powerball, to score $1 million. Saying he wants to address misinformation about the opportunities for asylum seekers in the U.S., Mayor Eric Adams arrived in Mexico City, saying he planned to meet with the Consul General and then visit a sacred basilica on the multi-day trip.
This is just the beginning of the, you know, really the journey of trying to be on the ground and understand, you know, the whole flow of the migrant and asylum seekers.
New York officials say there's been an uptick of migrants arriving. This is ABC News. The man now charged for the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur was in court for his arraignment in Las Vegas Wednesday, but ABC's Alex Stone reports the arraignment has been put on hold.
Have you attended this matter for 2 weeks?
The hearing lasted only a couple of seconds. Dwayne Davis arrived in a blue jumpsuit and appeared to walk with a limp. He told the court he does have an attorney, but that the attorney wasn't available to be at the hearing. Davis asked for a delay of his arraignment, which has been postponed now until October 19th. Outside of court, Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson on the next hearing.
That is when he will formally enter a plea of not guilty, I believe.
Davis is accused of orchestrating the murder of Tupac Shakur in 1996 and handing the shooter the gun. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The use of mental care services by kids jumped 22% in the pandemic, according to a new study. Researchers looked at youth 19 and under receiving inpatient and telehealth services. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people, no machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Buckle my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News.